Shalom uvracha, welcome everyone. Bez Hashem, we continue Pel Yoyitz, a new topic in Shir number 269. Giluach. Giluach is to cut your hair, grooming, a mundane topic. However, the Pel Yoyitz is going to take this topic into a whole new realm, into a whole new world. He is going to bring this into the world of Kabbalah, which we're just going to glance over, mention a few points, and see what we can take out from this. It's important to understand that there's much more than meets the eye. In fact, if you take one strand of hair, and remember, as a little boy looking under a microscope at a strand of hair and seeing like a highway of life going on with this one strand of hair, the Pel Yoyitz is taking this into a whole different realm. So it's going to be a little hard to perhaps to relate to, and we'll try our best. We start off with something that we're familiar with in regards to cutting one's hair. Giluach hu michlal kovid Shabbos v'yontif. Shloli konis aleim kishu menuvel. It's Erev Yontif, Erev Pesach, just a few weeks away, Mitzvah Hashem. And right away, he tells us something that we're familiar with, that when one cuts his hair before Yontif, before Shabbos, for Kovod Shabbos, for Kovod Yontif, it's very, very appropriate that a person should not enter into Shabbos, into Yontif, when he doesn't look good, when they don't look good. They want to show Kovod Shabbos, Kovod Yontif. I'm getting a haircut in honor of Shabbos, in honor of Yontif. Now, Lufi Soidon, according to the hidden esoteric aspects, Shasayrus Heim Bechinas Adinin, he tells us now in a whole different realm that hair represents elements of judgments. Brings from the Zohar Kodesh. Therefore, he says, and I'm going to share this with you, Rabbi Yisai. I just want to tell you, I'm hesitant. I was thinking, do I skip part of this? I'm going to repeat. Let's be aware of the higher levels. I am not encouraging a person to start acting upon these higher levels, though. Let's focus on Shulchan Aruch. But what does he say? He tells us that the Sairis, the hair, has aspects of dinim. Therefore, Roy Lizar Mo'id Ligaleach Kol Erev Shabbos. He says a person should groom himself every Erev Shabbos. Kidei Shulay Ligroim Ro'ol La'atzmoy Los Es Koyach Lizarim Lushlay Dalav Chas Hashom. You don't want to give strength to the evil forces to rule over him. Chas Hashom. He says also, Api Kabbalah, to get the haircut before Chatzois, because after Chatzois, that's when the Koichis Ra have more power. He says we should be careful with this, even Erev Shabbos. Now, practically speaking, people get haircuts after Chatzois. I'm sharing with you what the Pel Yoyitz says, though. V'imchal Rosh Chodesh be'Erev Shabbos. What happens if Rosh Chodesh falls out on Erev Shabbos? So he says, you know what you should do? L'galeich b'yom chamishi. Get your hair cut, shave, whatever you do for Shabbos, do it on Thursday. Why? D'chamir sakanto, because one has to be very strict when it comes to danger. Okay, now he brings us into the world of Rabbi Yehuda HaChassid. Rabbi Yehuda HaChassid, on the Bali Tosis, on the Rishonim, he says that a person should not cut his hair on Rosh Chodesh. So when Rosh Chodesh falls out on Erev Shabbos, he says, don't cut your hair or your fingernails. We'll discuss fingernails later. Don't do this on Erev Shabbos. Now, I'll tell you like this. The truth is, the Mishnah Brura actually brings down this Rabbi Yehuda HaChassid. And there are people who are makbid. There are people who are makbid not to cut their hair or cut their fingernails on when? On Rosh Chodesh. So, for example, if, like last Rosh Chodesh was Erev Shabbos, then one should not, according to Rabbi Yehuda Chassid, one would not cut his hair on Friday or fingernails, but rather they would do it on Thursday. There are some Mefarshim who explain that the Tzava of Rabbi Yehuda Chassid applies to his descendants. To his descendants it applies. I have a friend of mine, a Chaver, who's a descendant of Rabbi Yehuda Chassid. Rabbi Yehuda Chassid is the one that says that two brothers should not marry two sisters. There's a whole sefer, Rabbi Yehuda Chassid. But Lamaisa, this point actually is brought down in the Mishnah Brura of not cutting your hair on Rosh Chodesh and your fingernails on Rosh Chodesh. Okay. Another aspect which is for a different level, which is that of being careful that during the haircut, that when the hair of his head falls on him, he should immediately shake it off. Why? Because like we said before, the Cyrus represent judgments. So the evil judgments are present. Now, if you are sitting in a barber's chair, or you're sitting in the chair and someone's giving you a haircut, please don't start jumping around when that hair is falling on you. That's not going to be a good idea. Your haircut will not come out the way you want it, and it could be very problematic. Once again, I know I said this a few times. I'm sharing with you the words of the Pelyaids, not chas v'shon to diminish them at any degree. We have to know what he's teaching us. We also have to know how to live and appropriate yourself as well. The next point he tells us here on the same topic is that a person should try to have a Jewish barber. Don't get a haircut through a non-Jew when you're able to get a haircut through a Jew. And he says, because the Mekubalim write, a person who gets a haircut from a non-Jew, he removes the Tzel Mekim from himself. This is a timing that he says in brackets here. He said, this is my reason. I only get a haircut. The fact is that if there's no Jewish barber available for himself, so that's the reason why he gets a haircut from every 15 days instead of weekly. Because as he started out in this discussion here, that he should get a haircut weekly, Erev Shabbos, to choose the lesser evil of not getting a haircut too often. Even though there's a way to rectify this, as he will see, of getting a haircut by a non-Jew, nonetheless, he says, Halev Mahaseis, the heart's trembling, the neshama's trembling about this. Now, once again, this is above our pay grade, but let's understand there's much more deeper levels to what our eyes see. Now, he's going to say something which is also Kabbalah category. He says, you know what happens? Let's say you're getting a haircut from a non-Jew and you don't want anything to affect you negatively. He says, think of the following. Think of Hashem's name while his hair is being cut in the following way. So you can ask him, he's not wearing yarmulke? Okay, you're thinking, okay? Aleph, Aleph Lamed, Aleph Lamed Hey, Aleph Lamed Hey Yud, Aleph Lamed Hey Yud Mem. Okay. Mem Seifis. V'yoymar koydem ha-giluach, and you should say before the haircut, V'yivra l'kim es-holdom et-salmoy, V'yivra l'kim es-holdom et-salmoy, B'tzelem l'kim baro yisoy. Hashem created man in his image, and in the image of Hashem he created him. Okay. V'achat tiglachas tzorech litol yodav. Now, this is not Kabbalah. This is brought down also in Mishnah Brura. Person gets a haircut. You should have to wash your hands. Negelvasser. Wash your hands, Negelvasser. Just like you wake up in the morning, you wash Negelvasser three times each. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6. You should also do that after you get a haircut. We will stop here with this esoteric topic. And we see there are certain aspects that are very applicable that we can apply to our lives. And certain aspects that we should definitely be aware of.